the Danes had been driven away, and now, it was early in the 11th century, another Saxon king, Edward the Confessor, was on the throne. But Edward was not expected to live long, and he had no children. The circumstances favored the ambitious dukes of Normandy. In 1066, Edward died. Immediately, William of Normandy crossed the Channel, defeated and killed Harold of Wessex, who had taken the crown, at the Battle of Hastings, and proclaimed himself King of England. In another chapter, I have told you how in the year 800, a German chieftain had become a Roman emperor. Now, in the year 1066, the grandson of a Norse pirate was recognized as King of England. Why should we ever read fairy stories when the truth of history is so much more interesting and entertaining?